little shaft, looks like an air shaft or something.
You can look down from the top if you
want. Yeah, I might just get a quick shot. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's one. Check this out. I'm not going to go down there because that's very steep and I will fall. You can see these shafts. Look at this.
So we're just going to head down to here, where you can actually see just about where there's an actual gated entranceway. In fact, there's a few of them here.
Oh yeah, there's mines down
here. Yeah, that's what I was looking at. False doors and real doors. Gated off. And so the traditional Egyptologist mainstream interpretation of all of these different doors is these are burial chambers for the people who built the pyramids. But this is not a very likely theory. There's a vast difference between the styles of entranceways. Some of them are very simple, some of them have inscriptions. Quite different in the way that they're presented. It does not appear to be tomb entrances. At least not from dynastic interpretations. If we come in here, we can actually have a look inside this one.
Entranceway locked off. And as you can see, there is a further subterranean passage near the end, and there's also one just there as well. But of course, no entry. No entry. Hey, buddy.
I can't hurt you. I wish I had some food for you.
Yeah. They're pretty chill, the temple dogs.
You gonna poke your head in there?
No, put my head in.
Anything? Pop, pop.
No.
You're a fucking bingo.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. They are literally everywhere. Oh,
what's up, puppy?
Is he down there?
Yeah, I see his eyes gone.
Oh yeah, oh bless him. Yeah, I get it, bro. It's hot out here. You enjoy it down there.
Spot. If you weren't there, I'd be shimmying down there.
Right. More locked doors, as per usual. And here you've got some of the. Now this is filled in. This would go very far down. These are scattered all over the plateau. This one's filled in. This one's filled in. And then round here, look at this place. Locked. This is quite an impressive looking one, actually. Look at the stonework. Very precise, very important looking, actually. Very important looking. But of course, it is locked. off of the beaten path of the tourist trap. Because this is where you find the evidence of some suspicious activity. This is a false door. Just like you find in Peru and obviously across Egypt. Very interesting stonework for such a small little area tucked away. And there's another false door here.
Yeah, there's one up front right there, super weathered.
Wow. So I wonder what this was. Could this be an entrance point? Could there be some buried subterranean entrance point here? It's very possible. Yeah, Ken was just saying it's like the Wild West out here. We're hydrated, we're keeping cool. And round here, you've got some very ancient parts of the Giza Plateau.
Yo, are we going inside this thing?
Yeah.
There's an entrance.
Oh. Anything?
Walled off.
Walled off. Classic. Check this out, guys. Really old parts of the Giza Plateau. Really.
Door. False door.
Yep, I saw it. And then this down here. Check this out, bro. Yep. There's a gated off entrance, a real subterranean entrance down there.
Maybe they left it unlocked.
Inshallah. Oh, hello. Hello. Where do you go? Yo.
All of these inscriptions right here, bro.
Look at this. Now that's been blocked off. This has been blocked off. Subterranean entrance. Clearly, you were able to enter something at one point through here. And it's been blocked off and essentially just plugged with trash and rocks and mud. Because that absolutely would have gone further than what we're able to see now.